At the beginning of this year, it was looking horrible for the rapper Young Thug. He was facing several charges related to a state RICO indictment that happened back in 2022. Since 2022, Thug has been in custody with his trial starting in November 2023, just about a year ago. This trial was labeled one of the longest-running trials in court history. At a certain point, it was pretty clear that they had a lot of evidence against Thug that made him serving years in prison look imminent. But to the shock of many, Young Thug found a way to walk free from prison. Somehow, he avoided spending the rest of his life in prison. But how exactly did he do it? Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the reason Young Thug was freed from prison. Let's get right into it. Right when it seemed that Young Thug was going to spend the rest of his life in prison, he managed to walk free. The prosecution was charging him with crimes that were punishable by a 120-year sentence, but he somehow managed to be given a get-out-of-jail-free card at the last minute. Many believe the prosecution presented enough evidence that made Young Thug guilty. Somehow, even though Thug agreed to a plea deal where he admitted he was guilty of these crimes, he still managed to walk out of the jail a free man. Right now, the media is reporting that Thug took a plea deal and was given a commuted 40-year sentence by the judge, which would have required the rapper to serve 5 years in prison, but the sentence was adjusted to account for time previously served. He was also given 15 years of probation, along with a backloaded 20 years, a sentence that would be served in custody if Young Thug does not complete his probation. His probation rules are he would be subjected to random drug tests and searches of his property and cell for criminal street gang paraphernalia. He also won't be permitted to travel to the Metro Atlanta area for the next 10 years, with the exception of family funerals, graduations, weddings, or medical emergencies. He's also not allowed to rap about gang activities or hang around gang members for the next 15 years. If for whatever reason he breaks his probation, he would be forced to serve 20 years in prison. After accepting the terms of this deal, he was allowed to walk free. And this went on to shock so many people, as most people were thinking that Thug would never get out of jail. At the last minute, he gets the deal of the century, where even though he pleads guilty admitting to being a dangerous gang leader, he was still set free. In my opinion, none of this made any sense. Young Thug was facing serious charges that was pretty much proven in court. How did he go from facing 120 years to walking out the jail free with probation? A man that the prosecution was dead set on putting away for years. Well, I'll tell you exactly how he got out of this. If you have been watching me since 2022, when I covered this initial arrest, you already know exactly why Young Thug is free. Young Thug told us himself years ago exactly why he beats all of his cases. Let me play a short clip from my old video from 2022 where I predicted exactly what ended up happening.
I believe that Young Thug being a Mason will most definitely benefit him when it comes to this situation. Masons always look out for other Masons. There's a lot of powerful people in law that are there because they're a Freemason. The fact that Young Thug is a Mason, it wouldn't be surprising to me if he just gets all his charges thrown away, or maybe he takes a plea deal with a very light sentence.
As you heard for yourself, back in May 2022, I stated that Young Thug would either have his charges dropped or he would get some sort of plea deal with a light sentence. Now you may be asking, how did I know this was going to happen? I'm not a fortune teller and I didn't see the future. I know this because of my investigation into Freemasonry. Freemasons always look out for other Masons. And like I proved over 2 years ago now, Young Thug is a Freemason. This is something he actually admits himself openly. He actually stated out of his own mouth that he is a Mason and he beats all of his cases in this old clip.
I'm a Mason. I beat all my cases. I'm a Mason. I beat all my cases.
I'm a Mason. I beat all my cases.
In this clip, you can clearly hear Young Thug confess his Masonic alliance, admitting that he is a Mason that beats all his cases. I have plenty of proof that Young Thug is 100% a Freemason. Number one, he literally said it out of his own mouth. Number two, he took pictures inside of a Masonic lodge while he attended a Masonic meeting. Here is Young Thug in the Masonic lodge during a meeting holding up a Masonic certificate with the rest of his crew. There are several photos of Thug in the lodge. In this photo, he's holding up the Masonic certificate while doing the Masonic hidden hand pose. a pose that represents a Master Mason. In this photo, he is doing a Masonic grip with another member. A Masonic grip is a secret Mason handshake. In this photo, we see Young Thug signing a Masonic certificate. On top of all of this Open as Day proof, he also uses Masonic imagery in his music videos. In this music video with Lil Uzi Vert, we can find every Masonic symbol you can think of. He has the owl, which is a symbol used by Masons to represent wisdom. He also depicts the one eye symbolism, which represents the eye of Horus, another prominent Masonic symbol. He also shows the checkerboard floor, one of the main symbols used by Masons to represent duality. He also shows the pentagram and other occult symbols in this video. On top of this, it was revealed in court that when one of Young Thug's co-defendants were arrested, they were in the middle of a ritual sacrifice, performing an occult ritual by sacrificing a goat.
Tonight, a bizarre update in the YSL trial involving Atlanta rapper Young Thug. His attorneys filed a motion claiming that his co-defendant, Shannon Stillwell, was arrested, quote, while in the midst of a religious ceremony which involved supposed to sacrifice of goats. Stillwell faces several charges, including this new motion was filed to exclude this evidence from the trial.
A bizarre request from Young Thug's defense amidst the rapper's ongoing jury selection, petitioning the court to exclude evidence of a ritualistic sacrifice in his RICO trial.
The theory behind killing animals is you're draining their energy, their power, and to use for mystical purposes.
According to newly filed court documents, defense attorneys for Young Thug, whose real name is Jeffrey Williams, have motioned to exclude evidence stemming from his co-defendant's arrest. According to the documents, during Shannon Stillwell's March 2022 arrest, officials found a, quote, religious ceremony which involved the supposed sacrifice of goats. Now, Young Thug's defense team says showing evidence of this alleged goat sacrifice has no, quote, benefit or probative value and could create prejudice in jurors.
As you heard for yourself, Young Thug's co-defendant was literally performing an occult ritual while he was getting arrested. This is not surprising because members of his crew are literally in the photo with Thug inside of the Masonic Lodge. Not only is Young Thug a Freemason, but so are the members of his crew. This is 100% proof that Young Thug took the Masonic oath. And the reason he was released was because of these Masonic connections. And honestly, I believe this entire arrest wasn't at all what it seems. While he didn't beat this case per se, he resolved it to the point where he got his freedom. While yes, he has probations with a bunch of rules, he still didn't go to prison. With the crimes he's charged with, it's unheard of for a person to just walk away with probation after taking a plea deal. Thug was literally accused of having multiple people taken out, of running a criminal organization that terrorized Atlanta. But somehow, he would get to serve his probation in the free world, enjoying all of his money and fame. To me, that's the same as beating the case, especially when he was facing 120 years. It's obvious they let him go. It was obvious since the beginning. This case was a massive mess since day one, and I 100% believe this was done purposely. Since the beginning of the trial, they made sure to make it look like a disaster. First, there was issues with the jury, then there was issues with the prosecution, and there was even issues with the judge, who ended up being changed during the middle of the trial. Literally everything was done so he could be let free. They were never trying to lock Young Thug up, as much as it seemed. They just wanted to make it look like they did. They purposely botched this trial, so when it came down to this very moment, Thug was going to walk free just like he did. They even settled this case in a way where everyone wins. The prosecution won the case because Young Thug pleaded guilty, while Young Thug gets to go home free and avoid spending 120 years in prison. It's a win-win. Just like they wanted. This was all staged from day one. People need to understand how this world works. You really think Young Thug was released on Halloween by coincidence? This was all planned in advance. Halloween is a pagan holiday that many occultists celebrate. They use this day for ritual magic. All of this was one big ritual. Just think about it. While us non-Masons have to follow all the rules and pay the consequences if we don't, Freemason members don't, especially those that are important to the order. Young Thug is a superstar who influences millions of people with his music, music that he uses to push the Masonic agenda. Now you may be asking, how does Thug being a Mason helps him get out of prison? Well, Masons literally take an oath that they must help their fellow Masonic brothers whenever they can. If you didn't know by now, most powerful lawyers and judges are members of the Freemasons. That's how so many high-powered people always avoid jail no matter how guilty they look. It's not just money. It's money and connections, specifically Masonic connections. In my opinion, I feel that Young Thug's arrest was connected directly to what he was doing before he got arrested. Right before Thug got arrested, he announced his new album that depicted him on the album cover covered in blood. Like I mentioned back then, this was a ceremonial ritual representing being reborn through blood. Right after Thug announced his album, showing himself covered in blood, he gets arrested. Now that he's been released from jail, he is reborn. Now, he can no longer be the old Young Thug. He has to be a brand new man. To most people who don't understand the occult and symbolism, they might think that this all sounds like nonsense. They don't understand how the world truly operates. There's an entire spiritual world that operates in the background, a world the Freemasons and other occult organizations work hard to keep hidden. By arresting him, and he essentially beating the case, all they managed to do was make Young Thug an even bigger star. Now the fans would praise him even more, and he's only gonna become bigger and bigger. This is how Young Thug leveled up to the next level. People are always wondering why our world is so damaged nowadays. It's because of the Masons and puppets like Young Thug. They are promoting morals that are designed to destroy your soul. Thug pleaded guilty to terrorizing the people of Atlanta for several years. Still, the fans are going to honor him like he's some sort of hero. These are the puppets that the puppet masters put in place to misguide the world. The only way we can make change is by changing those who are influencing the masses. If we help people see the truth and they stop idolizing these demons, things will surely change. If we explain to people how these organizations have been manipulating our people, they will lose that power over us. But if we continue to worship these false idols, only more and more evil will come from it. Don't worship these Masonic puppets. Worship God. The Masons are directing the world to abandon God, and they are succeeding. It's our job to help people make their way back to God. Only then can we undo this mess these Masonic puppets caused. Just pay attention to the level up of Young Thug, how his whole career is gonna make it to the next level after this. This was all staged, and this is how the occult really works. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I wanna thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.